Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are. This will be airing in February. I believe it's Monday the 24th. So the year marches on, and we've been working on what we call a primer to set up the year for people to really understand what it means to discern God's will. And, you know, we have a course on it that we encourage people to take. There's actually a part two to it that is the application of Bible characters as they learned God's will. And then we get to see how did they discern God's will, and then we can apply those things, you know, to ourselves. So it's a great, if you have an interest in it, you know, certainly you can go to the course and just do first discerning God's will, and then get into part two, which is application of the Bible characters, you know, which
is yeah, fun. I love that one. It's a fun continuance, right?
Yeah. And the biggest issue that we've been talking about is, in order for us to discern it, it has to become very specific. So it starts with the truth of Scripture, which is, I've spoken about this, and it's true. So I don't want you to bypass this, and I don't give you specifics that don't match what I've spoken as truth. You know, like, for example, people have a lot of conflict with people because of, you know, harshness and hardness and hurts and all kinds of things. Okay, Father, I'm really mad at this person. They hurt me and I don't want them to keep hurting me. You know, what would you have me do? Well, people can say, well, God could say, you know, just develop a hardness back so that you protect yourself, you know, and they could say, well, that makes sense to me. Well, God says, actually, I've said something about this in Scripture that I want you to start with as I start to applying it to you. And he said, the first thing is that you got to learn to go to forgiveness on the same basis that I forgave you. Okay, why? What does that mean? Well, Christ forgave me based on his own nature. And it's nothing that I've done to deserve it. And if I don't have his forgiveness, I can't have any reconciliation. And that forgiveness is separate from reconciliation. But without forgiveness, I could never get to reconciliation because the requirement would be perfection. So he said, well, I went to the cross on your behalf and I forgave everybody at the cross based on my own nature, not based on what you've done. So you deserve my wrath, but I forgave you to give you the opportunity to be reconciled. So as we have hardness toward other people, legitimately so, by the way, are you angry? Yep. Is it righteous? Yep. Is it good? Yep. However, in order to move forward, God said, first, you and me have to get your heart right and forgive them on the same basis I forgave you, which is my nature. Because why? I've already forgiven them. And if you don't forgive them, what happens? Think about what happens. And you've experienced this with people around you, and I have too. If they stay in that place of unforgiveness, what happens? What happens to them?
Oh, they're miserable.
They're miserable because, see, their heart gets hard. And they're now edgy, and they're always irritated by that person, by the thought of that person, avoid that person. And I'm upset because of my hardness toward them, because I'm trying to protect myself.
Right. I've heard it said before, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. That's a pretty accurate description, right?
That's pretty good, yeah. And so he said, well, I got to take you to forgiveness. Now, so you would say, okay, I start with that truth. Now, I don't know that truth because, see, the Bible isn't something to be performed to. It's to receive, how does that truth start to operate inside of me, which we'll talk about today, is through the work of the Holy Spirit. So I said, okay, I receive it. I know it's true, but I don't experience it. I have a hardness. I have unforgiveness towards somebody that hurt me. And God said, I know. Now let me take that truth and abide in that truth, and I'll make it personal to you about this particular person that's hurt you. And we'll walk through forgiveness so you understand it and receive it and live it. Then the next question would be, okay, I do have freedom now because I have forgiveness, which I can't get unless you give it to me. How do I reconcile with them? Mm-hmm. That's the big question. And again, there's ways of scripture that said, here's how you approach it. But think about it. Whether I reconcile with somebody or not is really dependent. If I approach it biblically, what will be the outcome? Their choice.
Right.
Do they want to reconcile? Do they go all the way? And if they don't, what do I do? And God said, see, this is very specific. My will mm-hmm. is very specific, and it's step by step by step. Mm-hmm. So he says, I don't want you to pray, just change their heart and make them righteous. That says, well, I don't violate their free will. I have to show you, we're going to do some things to invite mm-hmm. them for their own benefit to be reconciled. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, I'll show you what to do with it.
Right.
See, so as everybody understands this, God's will has to be personal. It has to be very specific. Mm-hmm. And it's unique to me. And it starts with the truth of scripture that I have to process. But the application of that has to become what's called rhema. Mm-hmm. Personal direction of here's the step that I want you to take. Okay, so let's look at a little bit of that element of it. So go to John 16. We've looked at these verses before, but let's go to 13 to 15, John 16, 13 to 15.
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. For he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you.
Okay. So he says the Spirit will guide you into all truth. Mm-hmm. And the word there in the Greek isn't, I'll guide you into just biblical truth, mm-hmm. but I'll guide you into everything about your situation.
Right.
I'll show you what's true. And actually, on End Times Fridays, we talk about deception, mm-hmm. that we have to know, is this true or not true?
Right.
And God says, I got to show you that, and you got to discover it, and I'll show you the truth about your situation, the truth about what you're trying to determine. And the Spirit's job is to guide you from using biblical truth, so he mm-hmm. doesn't bypass that, and he doesn't violate that. But I'm going to show you that biblical truth, how it applies to you personally, and reveal everything about it and the steps that you need to take mm-hmm. that are important for me to bring resolution to your question, to your issue, to your circumstance, to your adversity. I'll show you the way, and the Spirit's job is to do that. Right. Of course, if his job is to lead me, what's my job?
My job is to follow step by step.
You know,
not demand that I know the end, but to follow step by step as he leads and guides.
So he says, now, as you do that, he said it becomes precise to you and your situation. So go to Isaiah chapter 30 and read verses 18 through 22.
Sure. Therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, you will also defile the covering of your images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold, and you will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away.
So this is a beautiful scripture where he's saying, God is waiting for you. Okay, now think about it. What is he waiting for?
He's waiting for you to ask.
Yeah. Do you have a heart to follow me into all truth? Mm-hmm. I can't force you to do it. I don't violate your free will. I invite you to do it. I'm waiting for you to say, I have a heart to go. Mm-hmm. And I do have a situation, which we all do, by the way. And we call them, Linda and I call it a clutter list, unresolved issues. We have 10 to 20 of them all at any one point in time. And life is like that. So, Father, we have a heart to follow you into your resolution.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm waiting for you to do it. Why? I have a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give it to you. And by the way, it's spectacular. And it doesn't matter how serious it is. It doesn't matter how complicated it is. It doesn't even matter if you've caused it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a heart to go, I can resolve it. How about now? Let's go. I'm waiting for you to do that. And I can't do anything else until you say I'm willing to go. Then he says, now you wait for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's this interesting circle. I'm waiting for you. You say I'm willing to go. Now I start guiding you. Wait for me to give you that instruction and basically don't lag behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would say that's the two biggest issues of God's will is you and I have talked about this, is that I have learned to abide
mm-hmm.
and I have learned to hear your voice. And you say to me, I'm going to deliver to you this promised land. I'm going to resolve this issue. I'm going to do something about this. And you get that promise.
Right.
And now what we do is we stop and say, okay, great. Let me know when you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just wait here. He said, no, waiting is that you're receiving my clear instructions piece by piece by piece. And you're following that and you're not lagging and you're not getting ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, I'll take it from here. I'll just solve it myself and bless me. It's my plan. Nope. I'm waiting for you. You say you have a heart to go. You wait now for me to direct traffic. Okay, now he says this. The way I'll do it is you'll hear a voice. Actually, it's interesting. He says, I hear a voice from behind me. And what will the voice tell me?
Whether to turn right or left.
Yeah. Now, think about how specific that has to be. See, it's not you be obedient to some scriptural law or to a mm-hmm. rule. It's not going to violate that. But I'm going to apply it on the step that you need to take and turn right or turn left, which implies that we're always at these, what I call forks in the road, is that, well, here I am. I could go that way or I could go that way. And what we tend to do is look at the two ways and say, well, that one looks better to me. I'll go that way.
Right.
He said, no, you wait and I'll tell you, go right. On this one, I have a step of obedience. We just did an interview with Grace Cornell that she'll be on as a guest Thursday. She's a young, you know, a person now in college. And think of all the times that she shared with us
mm-hmm.
is that, well, now what do I do?
Right.
And
it's
and
just
God,
that response of obedience, seeking yeah. and then taking the step he calls you to, right?
Yeah. And see, a lot of times, particularly as she explained it, it wasn't a normal, natural, oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was, really? You want me to do that? You know, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, turn right or turn left. See, and it's very specific to her because that's her path.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, the Holy Spirit will guide you. And if you have a heart to go, I will declare to you, go this way or go that way. And you'll know it absolutely. And when, because he said, it's not fuzzy.
Right.
And I remember we learned out of Luke, it's not bait and switch.
Right.
So I'm not going to say, yeah, turn right. No, I didn't really want you to do that. I just was kidding you. No, if I'd say turn right, turn right. And I'll make it crystal clear to you.
Right.
And by the way, if you struggle, which we'll see here in a story, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But wait for me to confirm it, but have a heart to confirm it. And it'll be very right. specific. Okay.
I have a fun, very recent, as of yesterday, the day before taping, example of this very thing. If you want,
yeah.
if you want to share a real life example right now.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. You and Linda have been a part of this conversation. So you've known since September of 23, God has placed on Dan's and my heart this desire to add a porch to our house. You've
yep.
heard us talking right. about yep. this, some different things that he's laid out. And then he kind of honed us in on, no, right now I'm just calling the porch. And then step by step, as we walked into that and continued dialoguing with him about it, he gave us promises over this porch. And we even thought, you know, based on the things he was saying, we thought his timeline for the porch was that porch was going to be there before Anna's wedding. It was not, let me tell you, that was not his timing. But we walked with him step by step, and there were many things along the way that have slowed it down. But we continued dialoguing, continued asking him, and just continued at what felt like a turtle's pace at best of forward motion on this because of things that got hung up with the architect, things that got hung up with permits, then trying to get wetland in engineers out, you know, all of these things that took much longer than we anticipated, simply adding a little porch could really do. That did not logically make sense to us. So we, you know, are traveling through God with all of this and continuing to ask and seek and continuing the steps that he lays out. And then finally, you know, we make it past the wedding, still no porch. The architect finally finds some builders to put it out to, and they come out to give us bids, and no bids come back. I mean, nothing. They come out and they look and they send in no things. And, you know, a couple of them said, oh, I couldn't get to it till May anyway, and whatever, but never even gave us the whatever. And we're continuing to pray. And we're like, God, are you still in this? Did we hear you right? We've made the financial investment to go this far. Are we really supposed to continue with this? And felt like he was still saying yes. And then finally, just like a week ago, out of the blue, a builder that we greatly respect, who we knew would be a higher end builder, though, came in with a quote because his crew is, you know, it's winter time and they need something to do.
Right.
And so he came in with a quote suddenly, and we look at that quote, and of course, Dan's like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a big number. And so a little bit of panic. Dan is always the gas. I'm always the brakes.
That's it. Yeah.
But God works through that and brings us to unity on things. But this is how we function. So that being the setup, I'm like, okay, I know this is something that God has promised, but is there any new instruction? Is this really, are we really supposed to step in at this price point and knowing that what we're doing will not hold the value of the cost of what this is being projected at? And so yesterday, the both of us took the day just simply to fast and pray over it. And the instruction that God had given us, we called in a few friends to be praying at the same time. And one of the instructions that God gave us was go back to me specifically, because I think Dan really felt like even on Sunday at church that he had heard, this is a yes, go ahead with Kurt and his team. And this is who it's to be. And I'm like, I am not there yet. So here's what I want to point out here. In the I am not there yet, I could have sat very passively and said, God, get me there. Or I could pursue and say, God, I need you to speak to me, and I'm coming after it. I'm asking, and I want you to show me. And his immediate instruction to me was go back through your journals and take the day and see what I spoke. Make record of all of the things that I have said, the verses that went with it, the words that I gave you, the promises, the steps, because he knows my personality. I needed to see it so clearly to be able to take the step of faith, right? And then at the same time, you know, so God is walking me through all of that. And I'm getting a text from another friend who had been praying on the side, and she gives confirmation that went exactly with what God was telling me. And another friend sends something that says the very same thing. Just super fascinating how God does that. But in the day of fasting and prayer, what was so sweet, and again, this comes back to, hey, love journaling, because if God says it, it's important enough to pay attention to, and you may need to come back to it to be reminded. But going back and seeing it all, I was able to see a clear pattern of absolute discernment in what God was speaking, step by step by step, that then gave me the full confidence to say, yes, this is your direction. And no, it doesn't make sense and it will not hold its value, but it has eternal value because I am telling you, this is a place of healing. This is a place of prayer and this is anointed. And whether it holds monetary value or not, I am calling it. So will you step in obedience? And so it was a fascinating thing spending that day just fasting and praying. And when I say, like, I wish I could just sit and read my journal to you guys, but when I say the detail with which it was so cool to see the detail with which he spoke throughout the last year and a half on all of it. And for me, like at one point I was kind of beating myself up because it had gone so slow. I'm like, God, did I get passive in this? Was I not asking? And honestly, for me to go back and see, no, there's an entry here, an entry here, an entry here. I was asking and he was speaking constantly through the last year and a half. And the word was all the same from him. I mean, you know, specific steps here and there, yes. But the overarching promise, and this is what's coming, and you're going to need faith to step into this. And I know that was this thread throughout it that was so confirming that, you know, now all I know is, okay, last night at the end of the fast, Dan and I stopped and prayed together and we shared what we had both heard. And it's okay. The next step is we sign the contract and we hire Kurt. And then the next step, God said, is now start praying for the workers that are coming. Yes. So it's just the next step. that, you know, it, we, but it was so sweet that, and I should even back up and say with the fasting day, I had a full day planned yesterday. I had a full day. I had appointments back to back to back in Beverly, Mass that I was supposed to go down to. And God woke me up Tuesday night before that Wednesday morning that this occurred. Tuesday night in the middle of the night and said, clear your schedule and fast and pray. You're not to go to any of those appointments. If you go, you're going on your own power. And I need you to turn your attention to this right now today. And so that was a choice I had of being responsive and pleasing God or keeping my appointments with people that were counting on me and you know, worrying about pleasing man. And I made that choice. Thankfully, God empowered me to make the choice. No, this is more important. Clear your schedule, spend the day with me, and I will give you the next step.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And what, you know, talk briefly about the significance of writing it all down as you go along the path, because that's what, you know, Linda and we talk about. We have them on separate pages and we're writing down what the words are, what God says, the steps he wants us to take, the turn right, turn left type of things. And we document all that. Now, talk about the significance of that and why that is so significant versus, I mean, think about if you wouldn't have done that.
Right.
And in essence, you would have lost all that. So what do you see as the importance of that?
One, you know, as we always say, if it was important enough for God to speak it, it is important enough to pay attention to and write down. I don't want those words lost, right?
Right. That's right.
But here's just a funny point I will say, and then we'll kind of go through. I know you and Linda are really good about keeping separate pages on all of this. I am funny about not I like to keep my journal chronological, and then I'll make little notes and stars and, you know, put questions that look a little different throughout, but I don't keep it all on one page. If I had been bright enough to keep it all on one page the way you guys do, I probably wouldn't have had to spend a day reading a year and a half of journals to find everything that he had said on this. But he does also know that's how I love to listen. That's how I, you know, and there was something in recapping the year in all of that and just seeing the themes of what he had spoken. The beauty of doing what you're talking about, though, of continuing this log, whether it be on one page or whether you highlight it differently as you go throughout your journal and you have to go back and dig for it. The beauty of that is truly at any point in time, I do believe there are things in our lives that are going on, things in our hearts that are going on that can impact the filter through which we hear God. And so when we begin to write down thing and we see time after time after time what he is saying, that stress that I was feeling one day may have been a little different than the filter I was hearing through another day, but we see God's consistent word leading us in a consistent direction. We can recognize that he is speaking even in spite of our filter, and we can recognize with clarity what he is saying because we're seeing him say it over and over and over again and watching him lay the path out and connect the dots. If we did not write that down, I easily, like I shared, you know, before we got this quote, my first response was a bit of a panic of like, oh my goodness, that is not a number I was prepared to see on paper and actually step forward with. And when we saw that, you know, I could easily have just gone to, we really didn't hear right or whatever. But because I had everything written down of everything he said, I saw things months before where I didn't even recognize where he was actually alerting me, this is going to be a bigger cost than what you anticipate. And you're going to have to step on faith and trust me. I didn't know what that meant back then, but because I had it written down, I went back to it and I was able to see it in context of what has happened now. I'm like, oh yeah, you were already preparing my heart for this.
Yeah. So as you know, and well, actually next session, we're going to pick up a Bible story that's very true about how it works. And we can come back and kind of relate it to your story. But God says, I'll guide you into all truth. I do want you to journal it down and keep a record because of all these forks in the road. There'll be a moment where you need to see something, you need to review something, you might need confirmation. I will have you do that. And whenever there's uncertainty, first of all, number one, that's okay.
Right.
God does not mind this. He's not saying, what's wrong with you, daughter? Hey, come on. It's like, hey, okay. You have, you're uncertain. You're not sure right now. That's good. This is amazing to me. There's a step with what I call a step within a step. Mm-hmm. So that I'm not sure about this. He didn't say, I'm telling you this. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that. He said, actually, what I want you to do, my step within a step is for you to fast and go review what I've said before.
Mm-hmm. But that
was the step mm-hmm. that you had to hear from him. And by the way, even, I'm not kidding about this.
Right.
And I know you're going to be busy tomorrow. I'm telling you, clear the deck. And I even told you, if you don't clear the deck, you're not going to receive what I have to show you. So you got to, that's my instruction. So God's instructions, the turn right, turn left, is very specific and it's beautiful. And it could be just a step within a step. You know what?
Absolutely.
I want you to do this. I'm not going to answer your question. Well, if you do this step, I'll answer your question. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. So Heavenly Father, we're excited for this great example of what it looks like to walk with you. There's milestones along the way, and we have to always be careful not to put our own milestone on it, but rather to keep walking, listening, have confirmation, know that your timing is perfect. And when we have uncertainty, it's okay. You know, all we need to do is seek you, and together you will show us the way and confirm what you want to speak to us and how you want us to move. And how beautiful is it that we can discern that, because you are very specific step by step by step. Thank you for doing that for Kathy and Dan, and us learning even more about it as we continue to investigate stories of the scriptures that show us the same thing. And we thank you and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Rich. Love this conversation. Always love talking about what God is doing, right? And how active he is in our lives. But if you have questions about today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time and continuing the conversation.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.